Next application is case number 11536, the application of Barney L. Lane Trustor. Site is northwest of Route 16 on the north end of Broadkill Beach and being southwest of Pintail Lane, approximately 700 feet northwest of Alaska Avenue, and also being lot 19 and 20, section 1, block C, within Back Bay Development of Broadkill Beach. A 911 address was not available. Tax map ID is District 230, map 24, parcel 70 and 71, requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements. For the benefit of the record, the applicant seeks a 9.5-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet, a 7.1-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for an existing dwelling. In addition, the parcel 70 and 71 shall be combined into a larger parcel. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Lane. Hey, good evening again.
Good evening again. Sandy Wright.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sandy Wright, 20054 Dodtown Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Burton, just before we get started, I want to make sure I got the name right, because I see on here on the survey it says Barney Lane, and on the application it says Barry Lane.
Correct. That is a typo.
Okay.
It is Barney.
It is Barney. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
There was a corrective ad to get the name correct.
Okay.
It was advertised to be Barney L. Lane Trustor.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good evening again. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, and Weidman. I represent the applicant, Barney Lane, who seeks a 9.5-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet, as well as a 7.1-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for an existing dwelling. Unfortunately, Mr. Lane recently suffered a stroke, and he is currently recovering and is an inpatient at a Harbor Healthcare in Lewis, Delaware. He's progressing very well, but unfortunately he's not here tonight. I, of course, have a sworn affidavit that he just signed the other day, which sets forth the facts and circumstances surrounding this variance request. And with your permission, I'd like to submit those into the record.
If you would, please.
Sandy Wright is also in attendance this evening. She is the broker and sales manager for Berkshire Hathaway Home Service Gallo Realty, and she's in attendance this evening on Mr. Lane's behalf. As set forth in Mr. Lane's affidavit, he and his wife Gloria purchased this property in June of 1977. And when I say this property, we have three parcels that are really at issue here. The first one, if you look at the survey, which is the last page of Mr. Lane's affidavit, the first purchase was lot 20. And that is the parcel in which the home sits. At the time of purchase in 1977, lot 20 was improved by a three-season home. To the best of Mr. Lane's recollection, in approximately 1983, he and his wife improved the home by enclosing the porch and then later added on to the front of the home and the deck around 1984. The last addition to the back of the home, which is not encroaching, it's not a subject of this application, but that was completed in approximately 1987. On January 25th of 1985, Mr. Lane and his wife purchased the property that adjoins lot 20, which is lot 19. Lot 19 is currently improved by a gazebo only, so you'll see on the survey that there is a note that the gazebo would be removed as part of this process. September 10th, 1986, Mr. Lane then acquired the parcel to the rear of Lot 20, which is known as Lot C8. Lot C8 is currently improved by a garage, which was constructed in approximately 1988. Mr. Lane's wife, Gloria, passed away in 1987, and title to Lots 20 and 19 thereby were vested in Mr. Lane individually. He then transferred title to only lot 19, which is the property on which the gazebo sits, to his trust. And currently that property is in the name of his trust. In preparation for listing the property for sale, Mr. Lane engaged Miller Lewis to prepare a survey of the property. Miller Lewis prepared this survey on January 7, 2015, and the survey, of course, reveals that the existing home extended into the front yard setback of 30 feet by 9.5 feet and into the side yard setback of 10 feet by 7.1 feet. Set forth in Mr. Lane's affidavit, and to the best of his knowledge, the home that's the subject of this application remains in the same location since approximately 1987. No other modifications have been made to the home. Prior to the receipt of the Miller Lewis survey, he was unaware of any encroachments. And, of course, upon learning of the encroachments, he promptly filed a variance application to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code. In addition, he has proposed to combine, as Mr. Lank stated, to combine lots 20 and lot C8, and then remove the gazebo, which is located on lot 19, because he intends to sell that parcel separately. For the past however many years, he's been using all three parcels as if they were one. This property is unique due to the angle in which the home is placed. Variance request is not a result of a hardship created by Mr. Lane or his wife. He did engage, as set forth in the affidavit, he couldn't recall the names of the companies that he used, but he did engage professional contractors for all improvements that were made to the home, and he didn't become aware of the encroachments until January of this year. Variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. It won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of any adjacent property. As set forth again in Mr. Lane's affidavit, he's never received any complaints about the location of the home, and it's his recollection that the home's not been modified since the late 1980s, so these improvements have been in this location for quite some time. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the zoning code at this point, as it would be necessary to remove the front addition to the home and as well as the enclosed stairs, which provide access to and from the home. The variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation in issue. At this point in time, I'd like to invite Sandy Wright to the podium. Now, you have heard the representations that I've made to the board this evening.
Yes.
And are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, they are.
Thank you. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Nothing, unless you have questions for me.
Are there any questions for members of the board? Thank you, ma'am.
Well, I am, of course, available to answer any questions that you may have and respectfully request that the board approve the variance as presented this evening.
We'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Workman.
No questions. Job well done.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Workman? I mean, Mr. Ricker?
Yes. Certainly. You always I always have a question.
I always have one for you, I know.
It seems like all this happened in 1980 again,
didn't it?
And you had no, you know, my next question is going to be, do you have any substantial evidence from planning and zoning?
I do. I went through the property record card, and it is very difficult to determine, you know, which improvements were done at, you know, different times. It appears that the improvements that are there received a certificate of compliance, and then some information is just missing. And unfortunately, Mr. Lane couldn't recall. It's just been too long.
So, in other words, the main dwelling, do you feel that did have approval by planning and zoning, those setbacks?
I'm unaware of anything to the contrary. Mr. Lank may want to opine on that. I have the property record cards, but like I said, it's very difficult.
That was a comment, sir. Okay.
Who answered it for me?
Yeah. You say the gazebo is going to be removed, right?
Yes.
Between the two lots.
Okay. The two lots are being, that's lot parcel 70 and 71. That's about 9,000 square feet. I don't know.
Yeah, the lot will be 12,750 square feet.
12,000?
When combined.
When combined.
Okay.
And it will become a through lot.
I was, my next question, thank you. You took that. So that's going to be a through lot, so that meets that 30-foot setback. Okay, no other questions.
Okay, Hearing no further questions from members of the board. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant certainly has addressed the standards for granting a variance and has certainly puts some good explanations on why this transaction has happened. It's gone through the 80s. Lickety-split there, and the applicant's has no idea that they were in violation of anything from the testimony, and just went on the merry old way. So based on all that, the testimony, I believe there, of course, there is uniqueness to the property and been so stated by the applicant, and also the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. That's also been stated. And the requested variance is the minimum that would afford relief on these three properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,536. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,536 is approved.